This goes to Melissa Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Date of birth 2/11/1942. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Schulte with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 17th of 2022. She has been restricting caloric intake, and she has lost 13 pounds since her last visit. She believes her blood sugar is well controlled, although she can't remember her last hemoglobin A1C number, but she believes it's well controlled. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the olmesartan 40 milligram daily, as well as the diazide 37.5/25 once daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 179 pounds, blood pressure 117 over 69, and pulse is 55. And she appears comfortable, no obvious distress, and color is good. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 13th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 3.5. Calcium is 10.2. Sodium 141. Potassium 3.9. Phosphorus 3.3, carbon dioxide 34, intact parathyroid hormone slightly better, it was 76, now we have 73.8, hemoglobin 14.8, white count 10.7, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, I'm sorry, 3A, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, and no symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy, well controlled. 3, proteinuria on maximum dose of olmesartan. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.